tell me about the first the house you were raised up in. What was it like?
The first house I was raised up in?
Yeah.
It's just an old board house.
Can you draw me a picture of it?
I ain't much on drawing. Okay. I ain't never been much on drawing. I never liked to draw much. All right. I got a little daughter I raised. She's at school. She can draw most anything. But it's just I know you done seen these houses with just like a four-room house with a chimney come right down the middle of that. You seen them old? There's very few of them old-time houses you see like that.
Uh-huh.
But it got a chimney right down in the midst of it. And that's like one big room on this side, one big room on that side, and probably a room going to back in the kitchen back there. Well, all this is the living room, and some slept in it too. Well, that was your fireplace where you built your fire. And it's just an old plain board house. Some of them was built out of a log, like, you know, you cut a log and you slot it and you lay one up there, lay under it, something like that. Well, some people lay it something like that, but when I found out and got big enough, well, I was in just a plain board one.
Did the boards overlap each other?
Overlap, yeah, that's right, like that.
They call that?
What you call that?
Well.
Yeah, hit a lap, you know, put one up. Can't care about that old house over there, but you know, you can see it. It's one or two of them left here yet, because we got one down on the place down there, kind of building about like overlap.
And what were some of the chores you had to do when you were coming up?
Well, there's a lot of them. I had to milk cows, had to feed hogs, we didn't have a wagon right then. We had to drag wood up with a horse, mule, you know, cut it, pack it in the house, get kindling. First we'd have to drag the wood up, then we'd have to cut it, put it in, we'd have to get stove wood, firewood, then draw water out of the well, put it in the house for the night. Then we had to cut corn or something, feed the hogs, milk the cows. Then after I got large enough, Mama would cab into the field with them. My grandmother, she'd get into the field and let me pick cotton in her. They used to be out 24 pounds and 25, it's 25 now, it's 24 pound sack of flour, meal or something. Well, that's what I'd pick cotton in. Put it in there and fill that up and then pour it in her sack. So after I got big enough, about 8 or 9 years old, well, I had a sack of mona, it's called on. We all call them grass sacks, isn't it? Kind of it's seagrass like woven together, you know?
Yeah, rough.
Well, they fixed that out and they had me a sack. It'll hold about 25 pounds. Right? And I'd pick on the roadside of her. Then some white people lived pretty close to us. Her son of the same age I was, where me and him picked together. They put us together, see how we act. This white gentleman, what I tell you about, Mr. Alexander, he had a stove where he'd make me bar pick that. Then from then on, I'd work in the stove with him. So he'd take us out to the field sometimes, make us stack up groceries, you know, fix the chains, we'd sweep the stove, help Mr. Alexander out. From then on, then now, come to get a little older, I went to working by the day. I work around the house. I work around Mr. John, I think it was. Yeah, son, that William was after him. Yeah, Mr. Bill Oates, I started working around the house. I told him wood for them. Another old color fellow, he'd cut it. And I'd pack it in the kitchen, you know, stove. Then after I got a little older, they started me to climb in the field. I have two mules and plowed in. And I did that up until I married. Plowed the mules up until I married, and I got tired of that. The man told me he'd hire me to drive a tractor. The white man learned how to, with that boy, he learned how to drive a car. And then on.